Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mayor Scanlon has unveiled some of his budget plan. And what do you think of the plan that he has introduced that would raise property taxes?
I'm not happy about that, Tom. And I think that, again, we are pushing the can down the road as we've normally done. It's simply, to me, Byron Brown 2.0 to continue to do these things. And I know he blames the mayor, the former mayor, the former administration, why he has to increase taxes to this extent. I don't have the details of the budget right now. And I'm just going from media reports. We're supposed to get it today. So I'll go through it. But again, from what I've heard from the news, it just seems like the same old thing. And again, the people who are already struggling, and especially with this Trump administration, those things continue to plague us, and it continues to hurt the people who are already hurting. And so I think that, again, it's short-sighted as usual, and it's always looking at the immediate situation as we have to raise revenues instead of looking at how do we need to cut costs. And I think that's something that I've been talking about. The overtime budget continues to escalate. And those are things the public has said they're really against. Crime is not up. Fires are not up. So we shouldn't have as much overtime. So those are things that I think are very practical that we continue to push and ignore while we're going to say to people who are already struggling, we're going to increase your taxes. So seniors, get ready for an increase. So if you need to pay for, medicine, put that on hold. And those are the things that we continue to do that affects the city, third force of our size, and we continue to do things that hurt us even more.
Where do you think, in addition to police and fire overtime, that budget cuts can be made? What departments could see less spending?
Well, I think it's a conversation with the public as well. What are some of their priorities? And I don't think we ever have that. I think it's always our priorities. I think that the administration has a bloated budget as usual. The former administration has so many people, six-figure salaries, and those are things that are unrealistic. And I think for a nonprofit organization, a city of our size, to have that many people with those type of salaries that don't directly impact the quality of life of citizens are a mistake. And I think those are some of the areas that we need to look at. But those areas are ignored because we have friends and family and patronage that we have to maintain. But those things are only hurting the fiber and the fabric of the residents that currently live in the city that are struggling.
Plan also calls for the selling of parking ramps and the addition of a hotel bed tax. What are your thoughts on those respective ideas?
Well, again, the Tourist Association has come out and said that that's a mistake, and they're concerned about how it affects tourism in Buffalo. And I think that's a simple one. I mean, I think anyone with any common sense will understand that that would be a negative impact on us going the opposite way of what we want. We're trying to increase revenue, so we certainly don't want people not to come to the city of Buffalo. And also the parking ramp You know, those are the things that we continue to do to take our, you know, revenue streams that could be very helpful with us down the road. Again, we don't have professionals who are making these decisions. We have people who are, in my mind, lay people. And so the person with the most qualifications as far as finance is kind of put to the side. But we have people who are making decisions that continue to put our city in deeper and deeper financial woes, as we've seen over the last several years. It's not something I'm making up. So those are short-sighted things that we're doing. And again, it's the mistakes that we continue to make on behalf of the city, but also affecting, impacting negatively residents who are, again, already struggling.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.